Daniels of the Greensboro Ecclesia to lead us in prayer.
Our dear, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy holy name this day. Thank you, dear Father, for this great privilege that we have of coming before thy throne of grace. Thank you for all of your wonderful goodnesses and mercies toward us. Thank you for this great privilege this morning of gathering together to study thy word of truth. Thank you for all these dear friends, dear Father, that have come to study with us for these 2 days. Thank you for all of thy wonderful goodnesses and mercies, realizing how unworthy we are and knowing it's only through the sacrifice of our dear Son that we're allowed that great privilege of knowing thy word of truth. We have the great privilege of coming to thy throne of grace to ask for guidance and for help in every time of need. We pray thy blessings upon this little convention that's here, dear Father. We pray that thy spirit might be with us. We remember the promises in the word where 2 or 3 are gathered together in thy name. You would be in their midst to own and to bless. Thank you for those great promises, dear Father, and we stand on them this morning with all of our hearts, realizing that we need thee every hour, every day, every moment of our time. How we need thy guidance, dear Father, and we pray for that great spirit this morning. We pray that thy spirit might be with each one that speaks, has any part in this little convention, that we might be built up in the most holy faith. We might be drawn closer to thee, that we might know thee better. We might be more able to walk in the narrow way that you have set before us. Hasten the day when that wonderful kingdom will be made manifest, when all the people will know you and all of your wonderful goodnesses and mercies, which in our Redeemer's name that we pray. Amen.
Good morning, brethren. It's my privilege and pleasure this morning to welcome each of you here to the Greensboro Convention. Many of you have come far to be here, while others of us have had a very short journey. But we all have been drawn here to this holy place to be with those of kindred mind. We have been led here by the Spirit of God to receive blessings from His great storehouse of truth. We know, as our text for the convention states, that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The union of this Christian fellowship comes from a higher than human source. It is for this mutual fellowship of those of kindred mind that we have been drawn together here today. We need the assistance of each other to make our calling and election sure and to continue on unto the end of our Christian way. As we all know, the scriptures point out that we are the feet members in relation to the body of Christ, the last ones to be selected. But we feel also and believe that in the placement of these in the body of Christ, which is of God, some of these feet members will have eye qualities of discerning the truth, while others will have hand qualities of helping, cleansing, and feeding the other members of the flock. The point we would like to make is that each member of the body is very necessary. And I think we all realize this if we at some time have hurt our finger or a toe, We think at times that this is not too important, but we realize that when we've heard it, that it is important, and it, the whole body hurts. So each one of the ones here is very necessary. We are very thankful for the brethren who will serve us here at the convention. Besides the discourses that each one will give, we also have on the program, as you can see from your convention program, two convention studies in which all can participate. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to this also. The convention we would also think of as an oasis in the desert of this present evil world, where we go to receive the clear water of truth to refresh us for our continued journey in this Christian way. And I'm sure that we all realize also that we cannot obtain this truth at any other place than with those of like precious faith, those of the Lord's people. So, I'm sure on tomorrow, as we depart from this place, that each of us can say that it has been good to have been here.